Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Ezra chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Now when the builders had laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord, according to the directions of King David of Israel. They sang, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever." And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Yet many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' households, the old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, while many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of the shout of joy from the sound of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far away.
Have you ever waited a long time and then finally gotten something you dearly wanted? Maybe you waited decades to see a close relative. Or perhaps you left your home country and never expected to get back there. How did you feel when the time finally came? Sometimes the reality at the end of a long period of expectant waiting feels bittersweet. The destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and the exile to Babylon were traumatic. The Israelites waited 70 years for the chance to return. Now, as we just heard in Ezra chapter 3, the time is finally here. The people have returned, and the temple foundation has also been laid. What was lost will be rebuilt at last. Can you imagine the relief, the celebration? Yet there's also weeping. The older generation remembers what stood before and knows all that's been lost. This redemption, though cause for joy, stirs memories of what will never be again. In this fleeting life, we have moments of rejoicing and of sorrow, and sometimes they intermingle in a way we can't understand or ever hope to separate. And God doesn't ask us to. He remains faithful to His born-again children in those moments, and a thousand more besides, until the day comes when He will wipe away every tear.